warned Ukrainians that the demonstrators were trying to seize power. But the protesters accuse Yanukovych of being corrupt and increasingly dictatorial. Oleg Blaschuk is a professional translator who told us he came to Independence Square because he wants a more democratic government.
Are you willing to fight?
When it's needed, yeah. I will fight for my family. I will fight for the future for my of my children, of my grandchildren. I have two grandchildren. I will fight, of course.
Holly Williams joins us now. Holly, what is the way out? How do they resolve this?
Well, it won't be easy, Scott, because the two sides are entrenched. The protesters say they won't leave until the president's removed from office, but he is clearly determined to stay on. So the two sides may have agreed to a truce tonight, but last night they both showed they're willing to use violence to get what they want.
Holly Williams in Kiev. Thanks, Holly. Now, here's what this is all about. Ukraine is in the middle of a tug of war. It borders Russia and the European Union. Ukraine was about to sign a cooperation agreement with the EU, but under Russian pressure, the Ukrainian president sided with Moscow. That's what triggered the protests. But anger against President Yanukovych has been building for years. He imprisoned his top rival on dubious charges. In 2012, his party won an election that monitors said was rigged, not to mention the fact that the economy is a wreck. President Obama sounded off on the crisis today. Chief White House correspondent Major Garrett is with the president, who's on a trade mission in Mexico tonight. Major?
Scott, President Obama urged Ukrainian President Yanukovych to keep the military out of this conflict, pull back his riot police, and negotiate a role for opposition leaders in a new unity government.
We expect the Ukrainian government to show restraint, to not resort to violence in dealing with peaceful protesters. We've said that we also expect peaceful protesters to remain peaceful. And we'll be monitoring very carefully the situation, recognizing that along with our European partners and the international community, there will be consequences if people step over the line.
The White House has warned Yanukovych that if the bloodshed does not end, it will slap economic sanctions on a wide array of financial transactions. A senior official described reports of a truce between the government and protesters as a glimmer of hope. But Scott, the White House says it intends to keep up the diplomatic pressure.
Major